perspective.
All right, it is now just shy of 17 minutes after the hour of 11 this morning. We are deep within the final hour of the show with only about 43 minutes to go before we close it off. And as we do, it is time for us to chat some more about some technology within the African space. Now, Eagle Intelligent Health is a new secure telehealth app that provides access to quality healthcare that launches or has launched in South Africa to connect local skilled doctors and specialists with individuals in need of healthcare. Now, made possible through a partnership with MediBuddy, a subsidiary of Buddy Central Group, a South African-based financial services group, the Eagle Intelligent Health app enables users access to telehealth services regardless of their location. Now, to talk to us more about the app, we are joined on the line by Arvind Reicher, the CEO and co-founder of Eagle Intelligent Health. Arvind, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, Arvind, how does your telehealth app work? Can you walk me through the process of scheduling an appointment and having a virtual consultation with a healthcare provider?
Yeah, absolutely. The app is free to download and get started, and it simply allows the user to come in and fill out essentially a quick intake form on themselves and their medical background history quickly and describe what they're going through today. So they can indicate what problems they're seeking help for, and the app then connects the patient with a skilled physician that is there in South Africa, and they can do it as a video call right from their phone.
Wow. What type of healthcare services are available through your app? Can I consult with a primary care physician, a specialist, a mental health professional? Is it across the board, all spectrum, or is it more specific?
You know, it begins with allowing you to speak with a general practice physician. And if necessary, we can then refer you to a specialist. And yes, it's a great question for you to ask, but we are adding mental health professionals to the system as well. And the whole system is actually POPIA compliant. So everything is encrypted and taken care of so that the patient's privacy is ensured.
Right. And how do you ensure that the privacy actually is ensured? Because, you know, the security of my health information when I use the app, also I is, yeah, let's start there.
You know, the key is really making sure that you encrypt the private information of the patient, which of course is their medical history, including what conditions they've been diagnosed with and what prescriptions and things of that nature that they're taking, as well as the actual outcome of the physician visit, right, the notes, et cetera. And one of the things that's unique about the app is it presents all that information back to the patient so they can read and understand everything that they have talked about or the, you know, outcome of the visit right on their phone. But we encrypt all of that information, and that's really key.
Right. And what are the qualifications and credentials of the healthcare providers who offer services through your app? Do they just need to, maybe what threshold they need to be at in terms of their credentials and qualifications?
So our partners, MediBuddy, there in South Africa, ensure that the physicians that are on the platform and system are licensed and credentialed and in good standing there in South Africa to treat the patient. So they actually have a full vetting process that they do to ensure that, you know, this is a good physician, a skilled physician, someone that's qualified to take care of the patient there in South Africa. And obviously that's key to making sure that the patient is receiving quality health care and a good visit. The idea, of course, behind the app is to break down barriers of care, offering the ability to get health care to more people and earlier, right, when they're just starting to not feel well, as opposed to when they're getting really, really sick, is something that absolutely has been shown to improve outcomes for the patient overall.
All right. And how much does it cost to use your telehealth app? Are there any hidden fees or charges or anything like that?
You know, what's really exciting right now is that for a limited time, which really is another month or so, the app is free to use. So if someone wanted to try out the telemedicine app, they can do it during business hours Monday through Friday, and they're not even charged for the physician visit. And they can get things like a digital sick note for work, or a digital prescription for, you know, antibiotics or something like that, all straight onto their phone. So it's actually a pretty good system right now.
All right. And is your app covered by my health insurance? If not, are there any discounts or payment plans that are available?
It's a great question, and our partners there, MediBuddy, have been talking to some of the medical aid systems, and I do think that that is coming. But at present during this initial launch, it's free for everyone, and in the future, we'll see what discounts are available for your medical insurance.
All right, and what hours are your healthcare providers available for consultation? Do you offer 24/7 access to care?
That is the long-term plan. At present, it is available Monday through Friday for free, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And what types of technology do I need to use your telehealth app? Can I use it on my smartphone or tablet, or do I need a computer with a webcam?
No, smartphone will work absolutely well as the tablet. So that is the way to access it, for sure. Again, we're trying to allow the app to provide the broadest amount of care coverage as possible. So that is what most people have, is even if they don't have a full laptop or desktop, they usually have a smartphone to access.
All right. Well, Arvind, thank you so much for joining us and letting us know a little bit more about this telehealth app.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. And that was Arvind Reicher, the CEO and co-founder of Eagle Intelligent Health. All right, it's 11:25 Central African Time. It's time for us to take a musical interlude and get off.